From hydration and phonation, intonation, projection, everything you need to know to read out loud. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. We're talking, aren't we, about voice health and voice care. We're going to be coming on to physical health and mental health and how those two areas affect your voice in a few months' time. But first of all, voice care and voice health is the order of the day. And today, why cough sweets are a con. Yeah, we're going to start talking about eating and drinking and how what you eat and drink can affect your voice. It's important to realise, of course, that nothing you swallow touches your vocal folds. I mean, think about it. Those soothing cough sweets you take, for example, go nowhere near them. And any help they might give is either somewhere else in the vocal tract or simply psychosomatic. Indeed, as we'll see later, such lozenges may actually be causing other problems which affect your voice negatively. I mean, kind of stands to reason, doesn't it? Your voice comes from air from your lungs passing over your vocal cords. So logically and physiologically, anything you swallow can't also pass over the cords, or it'll end up in your lungs. No, breathed air goes down one pipe and swallowed food goes down another pipe. So those cough sweets that you take don't actually soothe your larynx. Your neck has two tubes. The trachea moves air to and from the lungs. It is, of course, breath that powers your voice, and partway down the trachea are your vocal folds. And the other tube is the esophagus, down which food and liquids go to your stomach. Again, if food and liquid go down the wrong one, you choke or drown. Fortunately, when you swallow, there's a flap called the epiglottis, which moves to block the entrance to the trachea. Yeah, and that is what forces that little trap door of the epiglottis, which moves like signalling on a dual train track which way your food and drink, your saliva, anything you swallow, make sure it goes down the correct tube. Sometimes it doesn't work, and that's when you end up coughing or having a slight choke. Oh, it went down the wrong way. Yeah. Literally, it was going down the wrong way, but your body recovered just in time and kicked into action. So, any fancy throat teas you drink, lozenges you suck, won't actually soothe your throat because they won't go anywhere near where the problem may lie. Having said all that, what you eat and drink can still affect your voice, and the most important element is H2O. Water, as we'll find out tomorrow, as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.